The 81-year-old president is facing scrutiny after a rumor spread alleging Kevin Kennard, a Parkinson's disease expert, visited the White House for Biden over half a dozen times in the past year. A New York Times investigation of the visits found Kennard visited 8 times in 8 months. At a White House press briefing, reporters pushed White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre for answers. She said she could not discuss the visits, but indicated the neurologist's visits had been rare.
So every year, around the president's physical examination, he sees a neurologist. That's 3 times, right? So I am telling you that he has seen a neurologist 3 times while he has been in this presidency.
Biden's personal physician, Kevin O'Connor, released a letter stating that Kennard had been a part of the White House medical unit for 12 years and Biden had not seen a neurologist outside of his annual physical. O'Connor also pointed out that Kennard works in support of thousands of military service members who work for the White House and may experience neurological issues. In an interview today between former U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi and MSNBC, the former speaker was asked if she wants Biden to run. She said she'll support whatever decision he makes.
It's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
President Biden has said publicly and in a letter to the House Democrats that he has already made the decision to move forward. The Democratic National Convention is set to meet from August 19th through the 22nd in Chicago, where Biden is on track for the Democratic Party to nominate him as their candidate for re-election. In an interview by The Washington Post with Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna of California, the Silicon Valley lawmaker said voters who are apathetic towards both candidates still need to vote to make the change they want to see.
Yes, we need a new generation of leaders. Yes, we need presidential candidates who aren't talking about their golf handicap. But make that happen, and that comes by being engaged in voting.
President Biden is scheduled to meet with the Council of American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, or AFL-CIO, on Wednesday to emphasize his record in office over the concern about his age. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.